Costco, that warehouse supermarket with extra large boxes of food, has officially entered the Chinese market on October the 12th via partnership with Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. Yet, unlike North American outlets, Chinese customers will not struggle to find parking spots at a giant retail store because Costco isn't opening one. All of the shopping will be done online through Tmall. 美国零售巨头 Costco 终于借到天猫国际进入中国市场，迎来不俗的首秀业绩。开店三天就卖出近三吨可可兰坚果，近 1.5 吨蔓越莓干，而且订单量还在继续飞速上涨。 Costco received over 10,000 orders on the first 2 days of opening at its Hangzhou headquarters, including orders for 3 tons of Kirkland nuts and 1.5 tons of dried cranberries. And the orders are still piling up. By the way, the things that I have bought has still not been delivered yet. So,
well, I mean, when you're dealing with 3 tons of deliveries, I think that's a difficult order to fill.
Yeah, I think we should give them some slack for being so slow for the first 3 days.
Yeah, but I think this is a little surprising and not so surprising at the same time. It must be surprising for Costco because what a huge demand that they've gotten just in 2-3 days. And for Chinese people who, well, we've envied our U.S. counterparts for getting cheap stuff and good quality from these gigantic warehouse membership supermarkets, and now you can get something of the same product, but just not that much expensive, and it sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, exactly. I think that Costco has a lot going for it in the Chinese market. I mean, there are, I think in Beijing, there is a Sam's Club somewhere around here, like Bajia or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a physical presence. And so Sam's is a very similar business model with Costco, so just wholesale size, but retail customers. Mm-hmm. But it's owned by Walmart, and Walmart has had a very physical strategy when it comes to China. Whereas Costco, as we can see, I mean, it's had no presence in the Chinese market so far. It has been they have some stores in Japan. I believe they have some in South Korea as well as Taiwan. But on the mainland, they have no presence whatsoever. And so for them, I mean, the biggest question here is, you know, who are we trying to target, and is a physical presence feasible? And I think they're being really smart in saying that no, a physical presence is not feasible, and they're just going through online. And the thing is, I mean, also, you know, a lot of the products that they're offering aren't necessarily, I mean, some are, but not all of them necessarily are new to the Chinese market, at least the types of products. I mean, nuts. I mean, everyone eats nuts here. But I think the thing is here, it's about brand recognition, especially people who have visited the United States, or perhaps even other countries that have Costco. And the Kirkland brand, you know, their in-house brand, seems to be fairly well known. Also, I think, I mean, they're leveraging what they do best, which is a decent price for high volume. I mean, you know, where in China especially, I mean, nuts, for whatever reason, are really expensive sometimes. Mm. But we're seeing, like, you know, how much is the tub of nuts? How big is that you got?
That's more than 1 kilo.
Yeah, so one kilo of nuts is like 150 renminbi or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's delivered right to your door. And that's, so for China, that's a pretty good deal for something that is essentially imported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you look at the top 5 most hot selling products that's been sold on Costco at Tmall, and it seems like it's, you know, the nuts, it's a dry cranberries, it's olive oil, and...
Yeah, which you can't find the olive oil on the website anymore.
Anymore? Oh, no. And other things. But these are stuff that Chinese people are familiar with, but it's so expensive to get it here in China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sort of a high-class thing that people would want to get their hands on. So I think Costco has made a brilliant decision to do a partnership with a huge local player, mm-hmm. or going global player, Alibaba's Tmall. And I think with the Tmall brand, it actually gives Costco quite a bit of credibility, because mm-hmm. for a lot of Chinese people, we don't know what Costco is.
Well, a lot of people do.
I think a lot of people do.
I think you know it's like a huge American wholesale supermarket, but you don't really know that much about it, and you don't really know the kind of lifestyle or the idea that it usually sells to American people, which is totally irrelevant here, it seems.
The only problem I see with their current business model in China is that Chinese customers are going to be missing out on one of the defining experiences of going to a store like this. You go there, you do your shopping, and then on your way out, you get a hot dog for a dollar.
Oh,
or you get a slice of pizza for a dollar.
That is really good.
Yeah. Well, you can't get that from a virtual storefront for sure. But I think there's huge potential here. And Costco and Tmall, they're collecting data with all this fast shopping. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Costco getting a bigger presence in China.
Well, I mean, they do have to be very careful here, I think, because we've seen what seems to me to be a certain degree of pent-up demand. And suddenly when, the products that people want are on the market, they're very, very quick to snap them up. But, I mean, we've seen, Xiaohua, when did you order the nuts? Last week.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, last week. And they've promised 3-day delivery. It's been more than 3 days. Mm. And perhaps we should give them the benefit of the doubt. But the thing is, people are very quick to change their opinion. So if they get bad customer service, if it takes longer than they think it should, it doesn't matter how good of a deal it is, people will not wait. They will find somewhere else to get what they want. And so they have to be very, very careful there of not peaking too early and not living up to consumer expectations.
Yeah, I think that's definitely it. But I also want to remind people of one thing that Costco is doing right here. That is, they were able to keep prices low by having this warehouse at a tax tariff-free zone
there
here in China. Yeah. And that's the sole reason they're able to, outprice the other competitors on Tmall in physical stores. And I do wonder if this is going to happen more often with overseas retail giants or overseas brands setting foot here in China.
Yeah, I'm just so disappointed about the olive oil. 2 liters for 120 RMB. There's no way you can find a deal like that in the grocery store. I hope they bring it back soon.
Yeah, totally. And it just seems like price war is probably what's going to happen. And as you can keep the tax low and keep it the same price you can get in the States, I can't see why they can't win.